Hey, everybody, it's Chris Aiken here, just reminding you that all of my books are available on sale over at chrisaikenbooks.com. And for you dummies that can't spell my last name, that's A-K-I-N. So C-H-R-I-S-A-K-I-N-B-O-O-K-S.com. Get them. Whether you want the fun musical stuff or you want the depressing divorce and burn accident stuff, it's all there. So go to chrisaikenbooks.com.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, one last topic, Bob, and we'll call it a night.
Indeed.
Have you ever watched the Miss America pageant?
No, but I watched the Miss Pussy Tasting Contest pageant that Steven Tyler used to do. Which brings me to that a story you did, if you don't mind me sharing.
Go right ahead.
I've been out, like I said, to Vegas, to L.A., back and forth, traveling. And the greatest thing about traveling is I get to fill my podcast with CMS episodes and get to hear some of the back episodes. And something that was very disturbing to me and incredibly disturbing to Mr. Aiken was the HN virus. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
And, you know, I remember listening to that. And the only thing I could think is, you know, I know it affected Judge Aiken. He was very upset. But how the fuck do you think Steven Tyler feels about this? I mean, what's he going to do about his pussy tasting contest?
Right.
I mean, what's Paige going to do? That was her claim to fame. Wasn't that her name, Paige?
Yes.
Her daughter with all the Girl Scout awards. I mean, that was her show and tell moment. My mom won the best tasting pussy in 1992 at O'Farrell's Mitchell Brothers. What's Steven Tyler going to do for his retirement? It just, it's upsetting. Anyway, I just wanted to you just triggered that thought. You know, it was a trigger warning.
Right. When you, well, anyway.
But when the Miss America contest, it's, you know.
I mean, is Miss America contest relevant today at all? I mean, I can't tell you the last time I saw a Miss America contest. I probably saw the last Miss America contest back when Burt Parks hosted the show.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I would probably say in the 70s.
That's
the
what I'm saying.
The only reason I watch that is because you couldn't get internet porn back then, or even I wasn't old enough to get Playboy, so the best thing to do was watch Miss America contest on TV late night, and hopefully your mom would be asleep by then.
Right. Well, I haven't seen it probably since 1979.
Yeah, I would say that was probably the last. Now, is that still Trump on that, or was that Miss Universe?
I think that was Miss Universe.
Okay, that was Miss. Now, does he still own that? Or?
I don't think so.
Well, they got in trouble too, right? Didn't they? Well, is that what this is? Because I remember there was a thing. Now a girl is taken over because some guys were talking some kind of remarks, negative remarks about females or the way they looked, and they got fired.
Well, you're right on the right track, Bob.
Okay, go ahead. See, I'm just letting you know that I am pretty up on my current events here, Neely.
All right. Well, here we go. The okay. Miss America beauty pageant, keep that in mind.
Yes.
is scrapping its swimwear segment and will no longer judge competitors on their physical appearance.
Okay.
The evening gown section is also
about the brains, right?
Yeah, it's all about the brains. It's no longer about physical appearance. No more swimwear, no more evening gowns.
How about nudity?
No. That's totally out of the question.
Titties?
No.
How about transgender with a female with a cock?
Probably.
Okay. There you go. All right. At least we're getting some skin.
The evening
fish skin, but fuck. All right, go ahead.
The evening gowns section is also being axed, with contestants asked to wear something that makes them feel good and expresses their personal style instead.
So they're going to come out with fucking jumpsuits with fur coats on?
Yeah. Well, you can't do that. Or they're going to wear like that. Pants with Birkenstocks.
Okay. That's sexy.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Former winner Gretchen Carlson broke the news on ABC's Good Morning America.
Wasn't she the Fox News?
She used to be on Fox News. She used to be on Fox and Friends a few years ago.
Okay.
I saw her the other day. I didn't even recognize her. She kind of looks like a lesbian now.
All right.
We will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance. And that's huge, she said. Even though she won the contest years ago.
Well, so is my penis. I mean, being huge. But then, go ahead.
We are no longer a pageant, said Carlson, the former Miss America to be named chair of the board of trustees of the Miss America organization. We are a competition. Instead of swimming costume segment, there will be interviews with the contenders who will be asked about their passion, intelligence, and understanding of their role as Miss America.
Let me ask you, Neely, how long do you think this is going to last?
This year.
Do you think anyone's going to give a fuck?
No.
The only thing people watch Miss America for, I'll tell you, is older men that are married with kids, and that's their only chance to see a chick in a fucking bikini.
Yeah, scandal-clad chicks.
Without their wife getting pissed off or whatever. Oh, Miss America's on. That's it. Once that goes, it's gone. Nobody gives a fuck. It's a non-issue. Fuck them. Fuck everybody. Bring back Steven Tyler's pussy-tasting contest. That's all I got to say.
Well, I don't think that many people really care about Miss America even before this, but now this is really going to make the last of the people who did give a shit about it.
The last I heard was, and it was mainly because of the whole controversy with Vanessa Williams. Was that the chick?
That was like 1986 where she was in Playboy.
Right. And that was the last I remember anything about Miss America. And it was mainly because of the controversy, because they took her crown back, right?
Right,
they,
because she was naked in the Playboy magazine.
How dare her.
Yes.
Well, I will give her 24 hours in my chamber. How about that? for being such a filthy whore.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Carlson explained...
Hey, kid, you're not the only one that has chambers, God damn it.
Exactly. Carlson explained, we've heard from a lot of young women who say, we'd love to be a part of your program, but we don't want to be out there in high heels and swimsuits. So guess what? You don't have to do that anymore. Who doesn't want to be empowered, learn leadership skills, and pay for college and be able to show the world who you are as a person from the inside of your soul?
Well, one is going to give a fuck.
Neely,
I'll just say, the key words you said in the beginning was beauty pageant.
Right.
But nobody gives a fuck about their worldly leader, whatever the fuck they do. It's a beauty pageant. That's what people watch it for. That's what they get ratings for. Nobody's going to give a fuck, but continue.
Right. She added, that's what we're judging them on now. Miss America, former executive director Sam Haskell, president Josh Randall, and other board members resigned over the scandal last year over vulgar emails disparaging contestants.
Jesus. Don't talk that kind of vulgar language.
Vulgar. In the emails published by the Huffington Post, pageant officials made degrading remarks about past winners' appearances, intellect, and sex lives. Following the revelations, Carlson became a part of the all-female leadership team at the Miss America.
Well, Phil Anselmo did say it was a vulgar display of emails.
He did.
Yes.
She was crowned Miss America in 1989. Yeah, she got that crown because of her intellect.
Who, Carlson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure she did. Recently, Carlson has been an advocate of victims of sexual harassment and companion of the Me Too movement.
I'm wearing my self-lubricating pussy hat as we speak, Neely.
Right. In 2016, she settled a lawsuit against former Fox News chairman and CEO Roger Ailes, who stepped down from his role after mounting pressure from several employees with similar accusation. Ailes died last year. The 2019
murder. The bitch murdered him.
Yeah, it was murder.
Exactly.
In 2019, Miss America competition airs live on ABC on the 9th of September, which will probably be the last year for Miss America.
It will be.
Because no one will give a shit.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, Bob. Well, that wraps up 6 hours of the Classic Metal Show.
Dude, I pulled through that. I can't believe it.
You did. All 6 hours.
That was fun, man. I was seriously quite nervous. I didn't think I would be able to make it through the 6 hours. I'm a little bit worn and tired, but I'm into it. I'm going to have to go to my room and fuck my pussy hat now.
And it's only midnight on the West Coast.
This is correct, Neely. You got to be pretty beat, 3 a.m., but you're used to this shit, right?
I am, and I am going to a Cubs-Pirates game tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. Awesome. No word from Mr. Aiken. Did he text or anything?
No,
or?
Not after the first hour where he said he was thoroughly enjoying listening.
Well, very good. I hope the fans thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sorry I couldn't get in the chat room. I don't know what the hell's up with that, but dude, it's always great to be a part of it. Now I if you ever need a co-host, do let me know. I'm down for it now. I was a little bit skeptical before, but
it flew by.
Add on and I'm feeling good.
Flew by, right, Bob?
It did. It really did.
All right. Well, you know, as a tradition here, I will let you pick the last song of the evening. I'm sure there's something in this list of songs that you sent over earlier that will take us out.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. How about, how about this is a new recording by August Redmoon, who were around since 1980-81. They put out a EP back in 82, Fools Are Never Alone, which was one of the original LA, you know, records back in those days for a local band was a big deal. Motley put their first album out on Leather Records, and you had a couple other bands, a great band, Sound Barrier, had an album out on MCA. And you had the Snow EP from 1980. You had, of course, Legs Diamond had a couple records out. So did, of course, Van Halen. But as far as the local bands, you know, Sirith Ungol, there were only a handful of bands that had records or EPs out. Because back then, it was a big deal to have vinyl out. And August Redmoon had an album called Fools Are Never Alone. But what we're going to do is play something they reformed back just a couple years ago. August Redmoon did a great record called Drums of War that they put out on their own site. And you got the track Survival of the Fittest.
I do.
To take us out. I think that'll be an appropriate track with an appropriate song because we are surviving and you and I, Neely, are the fittest. So exactly. We'll kick everybody's ass and say fuck you to all you PC motherfuckers out there. We do what we want to do, right?
Exactly. Neely? So says Snoo.
Absolutely. You got that reference.
All right. All right, Bob, I appreciate you sticking it out for 6 hours. You are the survival of the fittest, and I appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight and took place in the Classic Metal Show chat room and hung out with us. And we'll be back next Saturday. We'll do this thing all over again. So for my good friend Bob Nalbandi, and this is Neely saying we'll see you next week. So here it is. It is Survival of the Fittest. It is August what?
August Red Moon.
Exclusively on here.
On your Classic Metal Show.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I May Have Underestimated the Size of My Car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I May Have Underestimated the Size of My Car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.